aged care services, and I suppose why I wanted to talk about this topic is from speaking with some other stakeholders and just some of the clients that I see in my day-to-day, was people didn't really know what aged care services actually were, what does it actually encapsulate, and how do we navigate those services. So it's aged care is essentially government subsidised programs. It includes in-home aged care, so there's a couple of programs related to in-home aged care services, residential care, which also encompasses short-term and respite care, and some transition care planning services. The services are there to support people who are over 50, if they're Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander, or people who are over 65. Aged care is also there available for people who are over 50 and homeless or at risk of homelessness as well.
So if someone's listening to this morning and thinking I could do with some help, or maybe thinking, oh, my mum or dad could potentially do with some help there in that age group, what's the first step to take?
Yeah, I think what's really important is actually having these conversations early about what do I actually need to live at home and what are my wishes and ongoing planning options for myself. So thinking about what that might look like for some people. And then it's about early access and planning. So some of those first steps, and the best place that we kind of say, and there's a one-stop shop, is through My Aged Care. So that's My Aged Care. It's a website online that basically enables you to be referred in for these services. So the referral can happen through an online referral, so that you or someone on your behalf could do that referral. And that's filling in some information and some questions about yourself. This can also be done by your health professional, so your GP, a nurse, the podiatrist that you're seeing, for example, can submit that referral. Or you can call. There's a number that you can call My Aged Care on. It's 1800 200 422. Or some people locally in towns, Services Australia can actually assist with that as well. There's also people called Care Finders who work for some of non-for-profits that essentially help with navigating some of that aged care space as well. From that initial referral, you actually end up then having an assessment. So that might happen on the phone initially, where they ask you some questions about your needs and organise to arrange a date for an assessment. And then the next part, it's quite a few steps, isn't
it?
The next part is then organising an assessment, which generally happens in your own home. And so there is a clinical assessor who comes out and basically works with you to identify your goals, your needs, your wishes, your preferences. What things do you actually need? So they do some clinical assessments with you as well to basically identify what type of services you might be eligible for and what services that you might actually need.
How long does this process take?
Yeah, it is a while, and this is why it's actually really important for us to talk about this sort of stuff, because there are long waits. So there's a number of organisations that work within our northwest region who essentially hold the contracts for the assessment part. So you basically get given a MAC ID number, so an ID number that's specific to you. And that then helps you connect in with other service providers, but you need to have the assessment parts. And so the assessment is not just a, okay, I've heard your needs on the phone and tick, 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 here you go. It's actually takes, you know, I think up to a couple of hours essentially, where they're making sure that all your needs are encompassed essentially.
You're hearing from Sarah Bowen this morning on ABC Northwest Queensland from Northwest Remote Health. And for Wellness Wednesday this week, we're talking about aged care, which is quite a broad topic and area of health that I'm since learning this morning, and talking about things like My Aged Care, the online tool that you use to find out what's available to you. And Sarah, we're also going to talk about some new changes that are coming that people won't want to be aware of. But just back on that My Aged Care side, are there common mistakes people make in this? I'm assuming that one of them is that they leave it too late, given the lengthy processes involved. But anything else?
Yeah, I think sometimes what can happen is people think that there's not options available to them. And there's actually quite a number of aged care providers in the northwest region who deliver different services. So it could be things like meals or transport, personal care, social support, the allied health services, also services that help with home and yard maintenance. and home modifications as well. So there's multiple organisations in the region that some of them are for-profit, some of them are not-for-profits, and some of them are through the local council as well, can hold aspects of aged care funding as well. So there is a lot of options out there, and people being able to have choice and control is actually really important to decide what kind of services you want, what they actually look like for you, and what is actually right for your specific needs, because everyone is an individual person.
There is a new Aged Care Act. What are some of the key changes around that that people need to be aware of?
The Aged Care Act commenced November 1st, 2025. So it's just come in and it's just sort of started. And it was in response to the Royal Commission into Aged Care. So it covers off, I think, 58 recommendations from the Royal Commission. It's a new legislation and it helps to guide aged care services and what aged care actually is. So it's a right-based law and it's specifically trying to promote the rights of older people. Focuses on safety, quality, respecting people's individual choices. It establishes essentially a single point entry pathway into aged care services as well. And providers themselves have strict new standards that they need to be meeting. For older people, there's a statement of rights, some changes to some of the funding models. So in-home aged care is particularly where there's some of the changes. There is also, not new to this act, but fairly new in aged care, is the SIRS scheme, which is the Serious Incident Response Scheme. And that's there specifically to allow sort of a complaints and incident management process for really serious incidents that might happen in aged care as well, and that someone else comes in and investigates those concerns.
Will any of these changes improve the access for people like here in the Northwest, you know, regional and remote?
I think there's real hopes that it will, and it's hard to say because it is quite new, and I think providers are navigating all of these new changes. But what it really should mean is that people have good quality care and access to care and choice and control and can actually make more informed decisions and provide feedback without repercussion as well. So we should expect a higher level standard of care of services in this region.
Sarah, we've covered a lot this morning, but hopefully been very informative for people. To round things out, what else do people need to know? Maybe there is an individual who's looking to access aged care services, or we've got maybe family members or carers listening.
Yeah, I think the one thing that I can really encourage is to be having conversations around what services might I need as I get a bit older, and how can I be connected to those services. So having a look on My Aged Care, I would really encourage, and having conversations with your family around what might be some of those wishes ongoing. Once you actually start on the system, it is a little bit easier to continue to get access because you're not having to go through full assessments again. There might be smaller reassessments that happen as opposed to starting right from scratch. So I would definitely encourage that.
So basically what I'm hearing again is get onto it, start early.
Yeah, definitely.